47 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Bob Graham's along. James Timberlake in the saddle next to me. Well, not me, not quite next to me. He's
across, in the office.
He's in the office, yeah. Let's just put it that way. We'll let him figure out where you are.
Yeah.
He's somewhere in the office. It could be the broom closet. I don't know, but he's somewhere in the office. How are we doing today, my friend?
Doing all right. How about you?
I'm great. We're winding down the year. Not an exciting year ahead. 2026. Mm-hmm. Looking at the date book today, James. In 1850, geologist John Milne was born on this date. He invented the seismograph on this date.
Cool.
1851. Businessman Asa Griggs Candler founded the Coca-Cola Corporation.
Mm.
He was born on this date in 1851. He founded Coca-Cola in 1873.
Long time ago.
Long time.
The formula was a little different.
Yeah. 1865, English poet, short story writer, Rudyard Kipling was born on this date.
Okay.
Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today's birthdays, alive, Patti Smith, singer. She's 79.
Okay.
Meredith Vieira, TV host. She is 72. And this lady was just here in Sheridan. Susie Boggess. Country singer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yep, 69 yep. today. She was just here about a month or so ago. On
performing.
The day, yes, performing at the WIO. 1809, wearing masks at parties and balls as banned in Boston, Massachusetts on this date.
Okay.
Yeah, don't wear your mask or
like what were those parties called? The ones where you would put the mask over to hide
right.
your identity.
Masquerade parties.
There we go. Masquerades. Yeah.
1853, U.S. buys 45,000 miles of land from Mexico in a deal that becomes known as the. Remember this? Were you awake that day in history class?
I don't know what it was called.
I
don't remember.
I couldn't remember either. Gadsden Purchase.
Yeah.
And then,
you
go, yes. Yes. Okay. 1894, suffragist Amelia Jenks Bloomer dies. She was best known for wearing a short skirt and baggy trousers that became known as
Bloomers.
Bloomers. Very good. Wyoming history on this date, 1931. Sheep Creek. I don't know where
Sheep Creek.
I don't know where Sheep Creek is, but Sheep Creek in 1931 stages a rabbit hunt. To rid the area of rabbits and secure meat for relief organizations, the rabbit meat was shipped on the Burlington Northern Railroad to the needy areas.
Okay.
In Wyoming history, 1931. Today's Bacon Day. Bacon! Not to be confused.
Love bacon.
I know. Not to be confused with International Bacon Day or Canadian Bacon Day or
yeah.
Bacon Lovers Day. You know, get all those all year long.
Very true. I'm more of a American bacon guy.
Mm-hmm.
Personally,
Festival of Enormous Changes at the Last Minute Day.
Okay.
Interesting.
Sure.
The Festival of Enormous Changes at the Last Minute Day. Okay. And of course, Resolution Planning Day.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the gym and work
out. Right around the corner. Yeah, I know. That's the one everybody makes.
I'm going to start working out.
And props to the people that do it and stick to it.
And then how long do they last, James? Scientists say?
No, probably about 20 days, I would say. Maybe less.
Month and a half at the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rowing team, British rowing team,
mm-hmm.
This is part of their training. They row 3,000 miles across the Atlantic. Wow, that sounds fun. But just imagine, I know, right? The British rowing team was about 895 miles into their 3,000-mile Atlantic crossing as part of the world's toughest row.
Hmm.
They discovered huge sea turtle, which are so cool.
Yeah.
Entangled in a discarded net.
That's less cool.
They stopped and made sure they freed him. Big boy. There's video.
Good
there's
for
video.
Them.
There's video on that. Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you're, as you well know, your brother out on the sea in the ocean all the time.
Yeah.
he's had to have some great stories.
Oh,
throughout the years,
things that
he has seen that have mystified. I'm sure.
The more you hear about it in like today's world, the more you understand. Man, the people that were out there back in the day must have been really seeing some stuff that did not make any sense.
Crazy, right? Yeah, I know, right?
And then it just becomes telephone, essentially. Especially back then.
Yeah. World tells us Cat turns 30.
I saw that.
How old is Emilio?
In his teens. I don't have an exact date. Okay. Yeah, I don't know for sure.
Flossie, Guinness World Record holder for the world's oldest living cat, celebrated her 30th birthday yesterday.
Yeah, that's an old cat.
That's an old cat. She is deaf and partially blind.
That makes sense.
That makes sense, right? She was a stray who lived in several homes after her rescue. Vicky Green, the British lady that is Flossie's owner, said that Flossie likes to cuddle and take a lot of naps. She's 30. Come on.
That's good.
That is good. Nothing wrong with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take that.
Let's look at some trivia today, shall we? Or things that we didn't know. The average household throws away 72 of these every year.
72?
Yes. It's one of the first things I eat when I open this up. Give you a hint.
Wait. One of the first things you eat when you open this up?
I do.
I have no idea.
I know. The ends of bread.
Oh, yeah.
I like the ends of bread.
It has a word for it.
The end of bread?
Yeah. It's called
he's Googling it
heel.
Right now.
Yeah, the heel.
The heel of the bread. Well, of course, yes.
That makes sense.
We knew that. I just couldn't think of it.
Yeah, I don't eat the heel. I'm not a heel
guy. You don't?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's the first thing I'll eat. I always love the heel. The Netherlands and the United States both have national anthems which do not mention what in their song? Netherlands and U.S., the country's name.
I was going to say the country's name.
Yeah, the country's name. Canada, it's all over, man. Oh, Canada, oh, Canada, oh, Canada. It's all over the place in that one. 3% of people have never had one of these and never will. What is it?
3% of people have never had one of these and never will.
Yeah.
Got a vehicle.
A middle name.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Wow, that's actually a lot less than I thought.
That's less than I thought, yeah. 40% of people would hesitate to buy a house with the number 13 in the address.
I don't think I'd ever think of that. Because it's bad luck.
40%, yeah. That's high. 40%. The average person will say thank you how many times a day? Ooh.
7.
Close, 5.
Okay.
All right. Okay, James. This or that, pick one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Cheese or crackers?
Ooh.
Tough one.
I'd probably do crackers.
Really?
Yeah.
Cheese.
I'd eat more crackers, I think.
Okay. Pen or pencil?
Pen.
Come on. Know, right?
What are we doing here? Come on.
Why did I even ask that one, right? Wine or beer, James? I know you don't really do either one of them.
Yeah. If I had to pick one, I'd probably choose beer.
Okay. All right. Chinese food or Mexican food?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Probably Mexican.
Mexican food?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a toss-up for me, though.
Okay. Here's another one, James, that might be difficult for you. Yard work or housework?
Oh, God. I'd probably do housework.
Housework,
yeah,
okay.
Preferably.
There we go. Housework or yard work. James is doing housework. A day at the beach or a day at the lake?
Beach. I mean, lakes can have both, technically.
True.
But I would do beach.
Thousand Island or blue cheese?
It depends on what we're talking about. Talking about salad?
Yeah.
We're talking about wings. I mean, wings, obviously blue cheese.
Right.
If it's a salad, I'd probably do Thousand Island. If it's like wings, I'd do.
It's one of my favorites, Thousand Island. Yeah. Mow the lawn or wash the car?
Ooh.
I know what you're going to pick.
I would do mow the lawn.
You would?
Yeah, because I've
never. I would have picked you to wash your car because you love your car so much.
Well, but I just go somewhere to wash my car.
Oh.
I mean, just go to the automated ones.
Okay, still.
Yeah.
Technically. Okay, James, here's another one for you. I'm not sure which one you'll pick. Ironing or folding clothes out of the dryer?
Folding.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. I don't think, I'll be honest with you, I don't know.
If you've ever operated an iron before?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've ironed something maybe three times in my life.
I iron almost every week.
I couldn't tell you if I have an iron, I'll be honest with you. I have no idea.
Okay, well then you haven't ironed if you don't even know you even have one.
I've done it three times, and then all three times I think it was for like a wedding or something like that.
Okay, all right. Antique shopping or clothes shopping? I have a feeling on this one for you.
Clothes.
Yep.
I do clothes. Antique shopping is fun, though. I was doing that last week.
You were?
Yeah, because I was like, I got to find something for Christmas party. Let's go into an antique shop and see what they got.
Oh, hey. There you go.
So I did that. Did
you find a cool antique?
I found a lot of cool antiques. I just didn't find anything that I think would work best for what I was looking for.
Okay. That is a cool
place. They have a ton of stuff in there.
I know. Fat-free yogurt or non-fat ice cream?
Non-fat ice cream, I guess. I don't know if I've had.
Thing that is about non-fat ice cream, just tastes terrible.
Yeah, I mean, they all. When you take a pretty important ingredient out of anything, it's not going to taste the same, you know?
I know, right? It just isn't. Just not going to be the same. Okay, according to a survey of young people, you're a young person. 7 out of 10 of them think their parents should be doing what more often?
I don't know. I have no idea. 7 out of 10?
7 out of 10.
Young people?
Young people. Your parents should be doing this more often.
I have no idea.
Recycling.
Really?
Yes.
Not my parents. My mom's like, we're going to recycle everything.
Everything.
How's that sound?
Yeah. I like it. There you go. All right. And James, in a recent survey that asked people, what is the most stressful thing you've ever experienced? What do you think they say?
Birth. a birth.
That's a good one. But no, buying or selling a house.
That's a good pick, too. It was stressful buying a car. I can't even imagine a house.
Yeah. Well, kind of fun, I think.
That's on brand for you.
Okay. All right. James is next hour. Swap Shop. Buy, sell, trade. He's got it for you. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.